I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1945. National headlines spread fear of the growing Wildcat strikes at Chrysler and Briggs auto plants in Detroit. The Wildcats had increased to 35,000 strikers and idled workers at 2 Chrysler plants and 7 Briggs plants. The strike wave started a week earlier at the Dodge main plant in Detroit. 8 of the union's best leaders had been discharged for refusing to go along with a production line speed up. Briggs management followed Chrysler's union busting campaign by firing 7 UAW officers at the Mack Avenue plant. 3 days later, Briggs fired another 8 committee men and stewards, which then provoked the walkout. Company officials and the War Labor Board were outraged at the halt in war production of tanks, B-29 Super Fortresses, anti-aircraft guns, rockets, and trucks. The Michigan legislature introduced a bill to define as a felony any strike participation that violated a labor relations contract. The War Labor Board demanded that both sides meet in Washington to end the walkout. Strike leaders defied the wartime no-strike pledge and ignored the international's threat of disciplinary action. Strikers had the full backing of local UAW presidents. The UAW conceded that management had provoked the wildcatting through indiscriminate firings. Workers argued that if the War Labor Board prioritized production over union busting, they would order the reinstatement of all the discharged leaders. The Flint Labor Council passed a resolution demanding that all CIO and other union representatives resign immediately from the War Labor Board. It considered the board as stacked against labor. Workers at Chrysler and Briggs would soon end their walkout with guarantees of arbitration for reinstatement of the fired militants.